13th parak of Ksuvis, first Mishnah. Shnei Dayonim Gezeres Hayu Birushalayim. The two Dayonim that were appointed to give Knossos fines to Ganovim and other evildoers. Admon Vechonon Ben Avi Shalom. That were their two names. Chonon Amish Shnei Dvarim. Chonon said two things which were not accepted by his friends. Va'admon Amish Shivan, he said seven things. We'll see later what's the halacha. Mishalachim Dina Sayyam. This is the first one of Chonon's halachas. A husband went to out of town. The ishtay tevas mesenis. Wife wants to be fed. Chonon Oyma Tishava Basayif like Tishava Betchila. When the husband comes back and says that what are you demanding money for mezainus? I left you money. Then she swears that she doesn't have anything from her husband. But when she wants to collect the money lachatchila because she wants to, she says I have no money and I need food to eat. She doesn't have to swear then. Well, they made a leniency over here that when she's collecting a mezainus, she does not have to collect to make a shvua. Only afterwards, when the husband wants to make a cheshbon with her, and he claims that he gave her money, and she says she took it in other money, then she has to swear. The sons of the Kohanim don't disagree with him. She has to swear. Also, at the time of collecting her mezainus, he also agrees with them. Aber der Meister Rabbi Yechim and Zakai paskind like this leniency of Chonon, and that's where we paskind that she does not have to swear when she's asking for the mezainus. When her husband comes back, then she'll swear that she didn't get extra money from him. It says that even so, that if he went in a normal trip, the first 3 months we do not give her a mezainus because it's abnormal for a person to leave his wife when they're on good terms without preparing for setting aside for her for the first 3 months. If they he went out, stormed out in a fight, then there are those that say that she can already ask for money from the Zionists immediately because he didn't leave anything for her.